Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Lipke. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bert Haas. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Eddie Lukan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Beggs. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Beggs. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Erickson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Erickson. And now, play ball. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck strikes out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke strikes out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno takes first base on ball four. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lamarno moves to second. Eddie Lukan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lukan hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Lukan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. D'Alessandro moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Beggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beggs for the out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 1 in the game. Clay hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clay. Erickson reaches second base with a double. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Erickson moves to third. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton strikes out. One out. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0 for 1 in the game. Lipke hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lamarno hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0 for 1 in the game. Lucan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lucan moves to second. Two outs. Joe Beggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Beggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Erickson, and towards Johnson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 2 in the game. Clay hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0 for 2 in the game. Lipke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lamarno hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lucan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus has Haas trapped. There's the throw to McCullough and over to Hack, who tags Haas for the out. Lucan moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Beggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Beggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beggs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Lowry for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-3 in the game. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hatton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges bunts towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. McCullough moves to second. One out. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Erickson hits a fly ball into left field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Don Johnson. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lou Stringer now playing second base. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0-for-3 in the game. Lipke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Lipke reaches second base with a double. Bob Usher pinch runs for Al Lipke. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lamarno bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Usher moves to third. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Rickard. Lamarno moves to second. One out. Johnny Schmidt's now pitching. Ray Mueller pinch hits for Eddie Lucan. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Joe Beggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Beggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Grady Hatton now playing left field. Bob Usher now playing right field. Benny Zinterra now playing third base. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 3 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Morello pinch runs for Marv Rickard. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Hatton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into right field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Nicholson now playing right field. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 4 in the game. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 4 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McCullough strikes out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beggs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 4 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stringer moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Benny Zinterra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinterra takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Zinterra moves to second. One out. Joe Beggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beggs is 0 for 4 in the game. Beggs bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Zinterra moves to third. Two outs. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 5 in the game. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Zinterra fields it, throws to 2nd, with Miller covering, 4-1, and over to 1st, double play. 2 outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Sicori pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Frank Sicori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicori hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.